Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert and Enrique Alvarez Clary, sponsored by Empire Fence and Netting, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Back here on the Happy Hour, 93.7, theticketfm.com. Nick and Rico back with you. Once again, remembering Vin Scully, who passed away at the age of 94 last night. Here's a quote. So it's a quote that we don't have an audio for it. But I saw it pop up on Twitter, and I thought, man, this is truly fascinating, what the ability that Vin Scully had to kind of captivate and assess the sporting event, whichever event he was calling. And the quote says, while he was broadcasting a game in 2012, he said, "He watched a good pitch and swung at a bad one. Perhaps that's human nature."
Damn.
Dang. One of my favorite Vin Scully quotes of all time. Because if you walk away from the baseball field and you talk about life, right, it's truly just remarkable the things that Vin Scully was able to put into words and how he was able to process the sporting event that was going on in front of him and translate it to the audience watching at home or listening at home, wherever it was, right? As he says, wherever you may be. I mean, it's truly
the way he would dance beautiful with the game and dance with the crowd and his way with words. And he's just an amazing storyteller and could paint the picture so vividly.
Well, and you have to on baseball.
Yeah,
you have to.
It just made you feel like you were there, and he would draw you in, and and just an artist.
It's
an artist of words.
Baseball was set up perfectly for Vin Scully to broadcast. I mean that's really the honest truth. Okay, so I mentioned before the break, Michael Helman, former Pius X Thunderbolt, former walked on, so just to kind of walk you through his career really quickly, this is just going to be a brief little mention of it. He left or graduated from Pius, walked on at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas.
Okay.
All right. Ended up, so he walked on at JUCO.
Yeah, that which is
which
wow.
is different.
Okay.
Okay, so was under-recruited out of high school. Walked on at Hutchinson Community College in Hutchinson, Kansas, which is a pretty highly regarded junior college in the country for baseball. Ends up winning National Junior College Player of the Year, all right, after walk-on. And I might pull up his stats because they're truly fascinating. Ends up going to Texas A&M, where he played for a couple years.
Okay.
Went to A&M, then gets drafted by the Twins in 2018 in the 11th round.
Can I just like...
Yes.
Dude went from walking on at a JUCO
yeah.
to Texas A&M, which is a very prestigious baseball college,
yeah,
to getting drafted
in the 11th round.
He walked on at a JUCO, dude.
Let me tell you his junior college stats here real quickly. So
how under-recruited.
These were his junior college stats. He's a utility guy, so he can play everywhere. at Hutchinson in his final year. In 60 games, he hit .487 with 17 home runs, 73 RBIs, 103 runs scored, and 30 stolen bases. If you talk about like best players to ever come out of Pius, he is the number one guy. Other than Andy Gurch, also is up there, who played in Nebraska. But in recent years, Michael Hellman is there.
Isn't there a pitcher in the majors right now?
Not that I know of.
I could be wrong.
I mean, there's Nebraska-born players, obviously.
Yeah.
So
wasn't he with the Red Sox? He got traded.
Text line would always be a help.
Yeah,
anyway, so last night, Michael Hellman is finally in AAA. He's with the St. Paul Saints right now of the Minnesota Twins, which is the AAA affiliate of the Twins. And he got called up this year. So this season in AAA, he is hitting .283 with 14 home runs, 44 RBIs, 92 hits, 69 runs scored, and 24 stolen bases. He has an OPS of .843. So last night, he's 26 years old. Last night against the Storm Chasers, Michael Hellman goes 5-for-5 with 2 home runs, a single, and 2 doubles against the Storm Chasers.
Whew.
And starts at third base. The guy is 26 years old, obviously fighting. He's not on the 40-man roster or anything. But it's truly awesome because so we're just talking baseball out of Pius for this one. Because obviously Adam True was, I believe, a football player that went out of Pius, came out of Pius.
Matt Hopp, that is who I was thinking of. I apologize.
Diekman. Yes, Diekman. He just got dealt.
Yeah,
at
he
the trade
got
deadline.
Traded.
So it's pretty impressive. I just wanted to shout that out. I'll be 100% honest. I texted Hellman last night, and I was like, hey, man, you want to come on the show tomorrow? And he's obviously his family's it lives here and everything like that, so he's doing stuff with family.
He can stop in.
I should have told him to stop in. But so shout out to Michael Hellman. And I'm actually heading out to the Storm Chasers game tonight to watch him play, so that'll be fun.
Let's see if he's 5-for-5
to see good old Michael Hellman. But he's he went 5-for-5 last night, 2 bombs. He went up, so comes up in the 8th inning, a triple away from the cycle, and hits a bomb. So that was what they're going to be. Actually, one of my buddies that I was actually playing PS4 with last night said, hey, ask him if he comes on the show, ask him would he rather have had a second home run or rather have hit for the cycle.
That was going to be, if we would have got him on, that was going to be my question. Were you trying to hit it out, or were you,
man,
or were you just trying to get it as far
well,
as you
could?
Well,
so think about it. Would you have rather been hit a second home run or hit for the cycle?
The cycle.
Really?
The cycle. Easy.
Even though it's at AAA level.
It's still the cycle. It doesn't matter where it's
at. It is still the cycle. So, okay. So I just want to shout out Michael Hellman. So Congratulations to him. Once again, St. Paul Saints are in Omaha through the weekend, I believe. And they're playing. He went 5-for-5 last night. Vin Scully got that done. Trade deadline stuff. Now, Rico, you have a list for us.
I have a list from 24/7 Sports. The 10 best games in September. Now remember, Nebraska has games in September.
All right.
In case anybody forgot, Nebraska plays in September as well. Did Nebraska make the top 10 of football game most important games in September? Text line 402-464-5685. Did Nebraska make it? If you've seen the list, don't cheat. If you haven't,
whenever you do this thing, whenever you do this type of activity with the listeners, the same
it's usually the same answer.
Outcome
it's
always
usually
happens.
The same answer. I'll give you guys a little bit.
All right, so once again, 402-464-5685, the Honda Lincoln Hotline, the Sartor Heyman text line, as well as the video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter. You can always hit us up personally, Nick_Sainer or at Radio Rico AC.
And I'll give you the top four. All right. I'll give you the top four. Number one, Notre Dame, Ohio State. That is September 3rd. Number two, Clemson, Wake Forest, September 24th. Alabama, Texas, September 10th. And Texas A&M, Arkansas, September 24th.
I'll tell you this, Nebraska, North Dakota did not make the list.
Unfortunately, they did not.
Nebraska, North Dakota, and Nebraska, Georgia Southern did not make the list. So that leaves Nebraska, Oklahoma, and it's a bye week after Oklahoma.
It is.
So is Nebraska versus Oklahoma a top 10 game according to 24/7 Sports in September.
Does Nebraska have a top 10 game in September? Really, it is Nebraska-Oklahoma top 10 games in September. I gave you the top four.
Let's be honest, that Notre Dame-Ohio State game is super exciting.
That one's going to be fun.
I actually
The Clemson-Wake Forest game, I don't really have any feelings towards that. I mean,
I'm not used.
Uyunglele and whoever Wake Forest.
Sam Hartman. Dang it. Okay.
I couldn't remember.
Did you not watch QB1?
I know he's good.
Did you watch QB1 on Netflix? Well, he was part of QB1 on Netflix.
I know he's good. I just couldn't remember his name.
Sam Hartman.
Sorry.
Gee whiz.
So everybody's saying the Oklahoma game. Should be, Chase B says, it should be, but college football doesn't recognize the game rivalry we have with Oklahoma because we haven't been good. Augie says, I guess not. They don't respect us enough to think we have a chance against OU. A couple of people said the Oklahoma game should be top 10. I have something to tell you guys. It's not. Nebraska is not a top 10 most important game in September as the rest of the top 10 shakes out. Number five.
Okay, I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with this.
Is Wisconsin-Ohio State September 24th. Florida-Tennessee is 6th, September 24th. Miami-Texas A&M September 17th. Utah and Florida, September 3rd. I don't think that's important at all. That's a fun game.
This next one, number 9, is the one I have the most problem with.
This is not important at all. Florida State LSU, September 4th.
That means nothing.
Oklahoma Georgia, September 3rd.
If we were in 2018 or Willie Taggart had just gotten the Florida State job, then I would be interested in the Florida State LSU game.
Yeah.
Like, Mackenzie Milton's not at Florida State anymore.
It's three.
Tell me, Rico, who Florida State's quarterback is.
Ooh, I don't know. I couldn't tell.
I have no idea who it is. They probably got a transfer. Hold on. Because I know, I'm obviously Chuba left.
Unnamed text says, Oregon, Georgia will be closer than the spread.
Jordan Travis?
In all reality, you want to know something? In all reality, you want to know which games are the most important? The conference games that are first up. So, Texas A&M, yeah. Arkansas, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Florida, Tennessee. Those are the only important games. All of the other ones are just fun. They're not important. None of it matters. If Ohio State loses to Notre Dame to start off the season, but they win out the rest of the year, guess what? They're in the playoff.
Ooh, that's a fun exercise.
It does it. If Alabama loses to Texas that first game... Alabama wins out, they're in the playoff.
That's what we're talking about, though, with the playoff is...
And if Texas wins, it means nothing. They'll probably lose their next game. I don't care.
So that's what's crazy about the whole playoff discussion is if a team like Alabama or Ohio State were to lose their first game, okay, or one of these games, and then win out and finish with one loss and win as the conference champion, like Ohio State, for example, is going to get in... Partially because they're the Big Ten champion, I suppose, but another part is because of what have you done for me lately? And this is where like Nebraska gets hurt. That's where Nebraska, if they want to eventually become like an Ohio State, like a Notre Dame that's always on the fringe, right? Then you got to obviously, and this sounds super generic and super cheesy, you got to start somewhere. And a year like this season, if Nebraska gets 8 wins or 9 wins, you're not going to make the playoff. You're not necessarily going to be in the discussion for the playoff. But if you build 8 and 9 win seasons on top of each other, and then eventually you break out into an 11-win or a 12-win year, you're going to have no problem getting into the playoff because they're going to be able to look at your body of work in the last 5 years and say, all right, yeah, they've won games consistently. And, like, for example, the big caveat or the big bounce back that Nebraska's going to have this year, if Nebraska is indeed or has the opportunity to be considered for the playoff, is if it's a toss-up, they're going to go at strength of schedule. And Nebraska is struggling in strength of schedule right now, obviously, which it might help out Nebraska. It might be the reason that they're in that situation. However, with that being said, they're going to say, well, Nebraska's only in this situation because of the schedule, not because they're actually a good football team.
And can I say something about, you know, people are making their own, you know, the Nebraska-Oklahoma game of the century, the rivalry should make it a more important. Okay, forget the rivalry, all right? Throw the rivalry out the window for this game. Do you want to know why Nebraska-Oklahoma is such an important game in September? Scott Frost's job is on the line this season. If he doesn't win more games than he loses, he probably loses his job. All right, so that's just importance on every single game this season. And Oklahoma, that's the first big game for Brent Venables in his career at Oklahoma. His first year at Oklahoma, that's the first big game. They play UTEP and Kent State to open the season. It's their first road game. It's their first Power 5 opponent. He's a first-year starting head – is a first-year head coach.
That is weird.
They have Dylan Gabriel coming off a torn ACL who transferred to UCLA and then transferred to Oklahoma. They lost their entire roster almost. This game is important for not
have
even
a new,
the rivalry aspect.
Offensive coordinator.
Like I said, toss the rivalry out the window. This game is important for both schools.
Imagine if – okay, so let's riddle me this. Just for, you know, grins and giggles or whatever. Whatever DP says, grins and giggles, right? Yeah,
I think so.
Anyway, instead of the other version of that. Yeah. Anyway, if Nebraska is 3-0 and Oklahoma's 2-0 going into Oklahoma, and Nebraska – let's just say curb stomps – Oklahoma
destroys them.
What is the reaction in Norman? I mean, for real. And we'll let you know. We're gonna have Chris Plank on our show the week of. And if Nebraska ends up curb stomping Oklahoma, we will have Chris Plank on of Sooners Radio Network.
Well, I'm on that Monday.
On right away.
I'll tell Steve.
Yeah,
look,
sorry, Steve. We're having Chris on.
This is important
because. I don't know if you guys remember, but when the whole Lincoln Riley situation went down, like Norman was in shambles, and now if their version of Scott Frost, if Brent Venables, who obviously previously coached at Oklahoma and now comes back as a head coach, loses his first playoff or first Power Five game to Nebraska, because that's what they're saying right now.
Scott Frost of all people, that's what
a coach that was would be 18-29 in his 4 years at Nebraska,
moving up.
Are you serious? Brent Venables lost? Like, that place is going to be in shambles. So, Rico makes a really good point there. They bring in Brent Venables, bring in Dylan Gabriel, bring in a whole new roster.
This game is important.
And not to mention a brand new offensive coordinator in Jeff Levy from Ole Miss.
It's important. I don't care what 24/7 has to say.
So, Christian and Lincoln asked this, 402-464-5685, Honda Lincoln Hotline, Starter Heyman text line. If you're just now joining us, Nick and Rico with you on the happy hour here, sponsored by Empire Fence and Netting. Video stream is also open for you guys, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Christian Lincoln asks, how much are you guys reading into Oklahoma? If Nebraska wins, are they in the driver's seat to win the West?
No.
I would not say they're in the driver's seat. The belief in my mind, if they beat Oklahoma, that Nebraska could win the West goes up substantially.
I don't think it moves at all for me.
Really?
Oklahoma is too different from the actual teams in the driver's seat for the West as a team, as their play style. Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Iowa play completely different styles of football. So you beating Oklahoma, it's a nice feather in your cap. But again, you have to remember, this isn't the same Oklahoma. This isn't the Lincoln Riley.
That's true.
Oklahoma. This is the new Brent Venables Oklahoma. So if they beat Oklahoma, when they beat Oklahoma, however you want to say that, it'll be great. It'll make for a really fun week, a really fun 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, look, you got to get right back down to business, because then you're entering conference play. As long as you beat Northwestern, you know, then you're in your own, you know, your own car's driver's seat for the West. But until you go on the road or until you host one of the other Big Ten West opponents and you know, stick it to them, I think you're still, you know, sitting bucket seat in the back.
Let's talk about Oklahoma and kind of our thoughts on the Brent Venables situation and how much are we reading into Oklahoma. Let's talk about that here in a couple minutes. We'll take our final timeout. You're listening to the Happy Hour on The Ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store to stay in touch and listen all day long wherever you are. More of the Happy Hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.